the king of pop, and now I look at you know, some of these performers. There's 50 Cent, and there's the another one, I forget his name, but they're well known because they survived, you know, violent attacks where they almost died, mm-hmm. and they're into hip hop kind of, you know, it's a different era now in popular music. Do you think that you'll be more like them, more urban kind of, or do you think the world will come back to more pop and traditional rock?
Great music and great melodies are immortal. I don't care, you know, fashion changes, culture changes, customs change. Great music is immortal. We still listen to Mozart today, Tchaikovsky, Rachmaninoff, any of them, any of the greats. Great music is, it's like a great piece of sculpture or a great painting. It's forever, you know, for generations upon generations to appreciate forever, really. And that's I know that's a fact.
On the other hand, I interviewed Barbara Streisand at one pivotal point in her career. She was going to do duets with the Bee Gees and other popular artists. She really kind of changed the tempo to surprise people. Would you ever consider more of a hip-hop approach?
I've done a lot of it, in my true opinion.
But
sure.
I mean, kind of rappy.
Where
yeah,
I
give
rap?
Me a, you want to rap?
No, I
yeah, give me an example.
I don't really rap, but I could rap.
I'm Michael Jackson. I want to say.
I've written songs with rap verses in them for very famous rappers, but they're much better at it than I am. That's why I won't compete with them.
Don't you appreciate, despite your isolated life and despite the fact you've been a star so long, you still have what appears to be a very profound and passionate relationship with the community.
Welcome to Maryland.
Hey!
And Merry Christmas. And have a wonderful day, okay?
Thank you!
Does that support you? Does that sustain you? Do you agree with me?
Yes, I do agree, because it's important to love your neighbor.
But where does it come from? Where does that almost instinctive love of you come from? What do you think?
I truly think it comes from my mother. And God, the way we were raised, and the values my father instilled in us as youth. And she was always there with the Bible, teaching us. We'd go to, you know, service all the time, like four times a week. I'm so glad we did that, because those values are very important. I don't know if I could have done as well without them.
Do you still spend time with Mom and Dad?
Yes, of course.
They're not far from here right now.
That's right.
And what is that relationship all about? I'm so close to my mom, obviously.
It's wonderful, actually. At this season in our lives, at this stage, I think you tend to appreciate who your parents are more and what they've done for you. You almost start to retract everything and where you are in your life and all the wonderful things they instilled in you. You start to see them come forth to take fruition in your life. And I'm starting to, you know, see a lot of things, traits that my father influenced me on and my mother, and it's been amazing.
My friend Cheech, who you know, whose partner Tommy Chong helped discover you guys.
Yeah, I like that
Bobby Taylor of Vancouver. Yeah. He says as he gets older, he looks at his father's face in the mirror. Do you feel that? Are you becoming like your dad? Or
I'm very much like my father in a lot of ways.
Tell us.
He's very strong. He's a warrior. He's always taught us to be courageous and to be confident and to believe in our ideals. And no matter what, no star is too far to reach. And you never give up. And our mother taught us that as well. No matter what.
So you're a warrior also?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's the way you see yourself?
Absolutely.
But tell us more about how you see yourself.
How I see myself?
Yeah.
You have to tell me. No. I try to be kind and generous and to people and to do what I think God wants me to do. Sometimes I pray and I say, where do you want me to go next, God? What do I do from here? So I'm very spiritual in that way. I always have been, though. It's nothing new.
I'm joined here at the Santa Maria Courthouse with Ramon Bain, Michael Jackson's spokesperson. Hi, Ramon.
Hi, Gerardo.
How did the first week in court go?
Well, it went very well. I mean, it was a long, tiring week for us.
And we were all laughing today because just to think this is just the first week and we're a little tired. But I think the first week went very well.
What do you think of, well, tell me why, first of all, the jury selection is postponed tomorrow?
Well,
Monday.
Regrettably, our lead counsel, Tom Mesereau, his sister is very ill. And he has taken some time to be with his family, and we'd like to send our prayers out to Tom. He's a wonderful person.
So we'll recommence on Thursday?
Yes, right now, next Thursday.
How's Michael faring?
Michael is doing well. This was a very busy week for him, tiring week, but he was very focused, very business, and it seemed like there were so many people surprised about that.
How focused he was?
Yes, and it amazes me sometimes because I think people, they tend to believe what they read and they have these misconceptions. And he was about business. In fact, he's been very hands-on with his defense.
I think he should be. Much more with Ramon coming up. And coming up, Michael in Neverland. Stand by. Be right back.